Well, let's go now to something completely different, the World Indoor Tug of War Championships. And they've been taking place up in Antrim. And big Donegal input to a number of the teams. Delighted to say that Danny McGonigal joins me on the line. Danny, it's been a while since we spoke. Remember, it was pre-COVID times in Letterkenny when, of course, we had the championships here and great memories of that. There was a big Donegal interest then. Once again, Clonmany, Carndonagh and much of Inishowen have had people involved. There's medals coming back to Donegal. Yes.
Medals, the biggest of medals we've got for a long time for so many left men. You know the men, we had a mighty weekend altogether. Between the girls and the boys, and today we got gold medal today and 6:40 today, and we had a Carndonagh man on, three Clonmany men on it, we had Adrian Lynch was on it, Sean Doherty, Andrew McGonigal and Dan Harkin, and then we've a man at home, Danny Devlin at home got hurt it, we cannot lift Danny out, and we've got Hugh McElhinney. And with all them lads, and we had a mighty weekend of the boys under 23s, the girls under 23s, the girls. Oh, we had a lot of medals come back to Carndonagh and Clonmany this weekend.
Well, that's certainly great news. And I suppose, Danny, this will help invigorate and reinvigorate the interest locally and maybe inspire even more people to get involved.
Hopefully that'll drive them on now, because there are a lot of medals in, young people, and silver medals and gold medals, and world championships next year in Sweden, up to now it's in Sweden in here, and that'll give more people to push on and get a lot of these tough war boys out. It's been stale since Letterkenny, you know the men, and Letterkenny was one of the best we're known about, but they should have won 22, but then because of the COVID, then it was 23, and then next year 24.
And
so that's the way it is in Sweden next year.
I suppose getting the medals, you know, it's a great reward for a lot of hard work that's gone in over the last few months, a lot of nights training and people putting in a huge effort.
Five nights a week, a dieting, traveling to Dublin, to the sports council, sports place in Dublin. That sports place in Dublin, they're up there on Sundays, training squads, getting ready for this championships. It's unbelievable the work had to be done. Dieting and gym work and everything, you know what I mean?
And Danny, just give us an idea of, you know, the size of this competition, countries from all over the world and so many different categories. It's a big operation, as you know, a lot of organisation required for an event of this size. And when you get the World Championships in Ireland, it certainly lifts the whole profile of the sport.
Yes, it surely does. You've all seen it at Letterkenny, what it's all about. And I saw seen him when he landed in Letterkenny. He said, God, he couldn't believe the arena, what it does to the place. And only for the COVID, probably we had a lot more people. And hopefully now, I'll soon have it back in Letterkenny again, I hope.
Well,
I'll be fighting to get it back to Letterkenny, you know what I mean?
Well, let's hope so. It's certainly Donegal, everybody involved did the county proud. Just in conclusion, Danny, just apart from the Donegal pullers who were helping a number of the Irish sides to win, overall, from an Irish perspective, how successful have these World Indoor Tug of War Games been?
We've got three gold medals all the time for Ireland, and we've got silver medals and bronze medals. It's the biggest medals we've got for a long, long time. It's not the Irish Tug of War anymore, now it's Tug of War Ireland. So you set up now, and there's a big set up, and there's set up the Sport Ireland, you know what I mean? So it's a big organisation now, so hopefully it'll build from strength to strength.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for taking the call. We wish you a safe trip home with everybody. Well done to all the pullers from Donegal, particularly from Carndonagh and Clonmany, who played their part in helping the Irish to get a number of medals, including, as Danny said there, three goals, gold in the 640 kilos today amongst the highlights, and Sweden, the next venue. And who knows, we may see World Indoor Tug of War Championships returning to Donegal at a future date.